Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Sechas Psakim Daf Tzadi Hey, the ninth parak Mishahaya. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah teaches that the Pesach Sheni differs from the Pesach Rishon in that a person may have chametz in his home, and that challah is not required at the time that it's being eaten. The Gemara brings a brisa which gives a rule concerning which mitzvahs apply to Pesach Sheni. The Rabbanan taught that the pasuk regarding the Pesach Sheni states, "Kochol chukas haPesach yasu oso." According to all the laws of the Pesach, shall they prepare it? But mitzvah shebegufo akatz medaber. The phrase "they shall prepare it" indicates that the pasuk speaks only of mitzvahs that are intrinsic to the Pesach itself. Mitzvah shal gufa menayin, from where do we derive mitzvahs that are peripheral to the offering, such as matzah and maror, also apply? The Torah teaches, al matzahs and marorim yochalu. With matzahs and maror shall they eat it. Now, it could be thought that even mitzvahs that are completely extraneous to the Pesach should apply. The Torah therefore teaches, ve'etzim lo yishberu bo, and they shall not break a bone in it. Just as breaking a bone is a mitzvah that is intrinsic to the Pesach, so to any mitzvah that applies to the Pesach sheni must be intrinsic or at least peripheral to it. Isi ben Yehuda says, Yasu oso, they shall prepare it, indicates mitzvahs are intrinsic to it. The Gemara analyzes this brisa. Point number two, the Mishnah states that the first Pesach requires Hallel to be recited with it as it's being eaten. The Gemara asks for the source for this din. And Rabbi Yochanan said, in the name of Yishim ben Yehotzadak, the Pasuk states, Yishir yeh lechem kelel yiskadish chag. The song shall be for you like the night of a festival's consecration. Laila mekudish lechag ton Hallel. This implies that only a night that is consecrated as a chag, such as the night when the first Pesach is eaten, requires Hallel. The Mishnah said that Hallel is recited as well when the Pesach Sheni is offered, and the Gemara provides two reasons. The first is that the Pesach only excluded a night that is not consecrated as a chag, but it didn't exclude a day that is not consecrated as a chag. The second is brought in the Braisa, Efshe Yisrael shochni as pischen, but noting as lulavan ve'ein omrim Hallel? Is it possible that Yisrael would shech their Pesachs or take hold of their lulavim and not recite Hallel? The point between the Mishnah say that both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are Dochas Shabbos. The Gemara infers from here that the Pesach Sheni is only Dochas Shabbos, but not Tuma, and therefore the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, as it was taught in Braisa that the Tanakhama holds that the Pesach Sheni is Dochas Shabbos, but not Tuma, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is also Dochas Tuma. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama reasons, Mifnei Tuma Dechisi V'yachzu V'yasa B'Tuma, I deferred him to Pesach Sheni because of Tuma. Shall I now offer the Pesach Sheni itself in a state of Tuma? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda reasons, HaTorah Chazro Lev L'Asotz B'Tara. The Torah sought to have him offer it in a state of Tara, and therefore had him deferred. Well, Zacha Yasa B'Tuma. But since he didn't merit to do so, let him at least offer it in a state of Tuma. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission teaches that the Pesach Sheni differs from the Pesach Rishon in that a person may have chametz in his home and that challah is not required at the time that it's being eaten. The Gemara brings a brisa which gives a rule concerning which mitzvahs apply to Pesach Sheni. The Rabban taught that the pasuk regarding the Pesach Sheni states, Kachol chukas haPesach yasu oso, according to all the laws of the Pesach shall they prepare it. But mitzvah shebegufo kas medaber, the phrase they shall prepare it, indicates that the pasuk speaks only of mitzvahs that are intrinsic to the Pesach itself. Mitzvah shal gufu menayin, from where do we derive mitzvahs that are peripheral to the offering, such as matzah and maror all supply? The Torah teaches, al mitzvahs and marorim yochalu. With matzahs and maror shall they eat it. It could be thought then that even mitzvahs that are completely extraneous to the Pesach should apply. The Torah therefore teaches, ve'etzim lo yishberu bo, and they shall not break a bone in it. Just as breaking a bone is a mitzvah that is intrinsic to the Pesach, so to any mitzvah that applies to the Pesach sheni must be intrinsic or at least peripheral to it. Isi ben Yehuda says, yasu oso, they shall bear it, indicates mitzvahs that are intrinsic to it. The Gemara analyzes this brisa. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that the first Pesach requires challah to be recited with it as it's being eaten. The Gemara asked for the source for this din, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Yishim ben Yehotzadak, the Pasuk states, Heishir yeh lechem kalel yiskadish chag. The song shall be for you like the night of the festival's consecration. Laila mekudish lechag ton halal. This implies that only a night that is consecrated as a chag, such as the night when the first Pesach is eaten, requires halal. Now the Mishnah said that halal is recited as well when the Pesach Sheni is offered, and the Gemara provides two reasons. The first is that the Pasuk only excluded a night that is not consecrated as a chag, but it didn't exclude a day that's not consecrated as a chag. And the second is brought in a braisa, Esher Yisrael shochni as pischem, v'notin as lulven, v'ein omrim halal. Is it possible that Yisrael would shech their Pesachs, or take hold of their lulavim and not recite halal? And point number three, the Mishnah say that both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are Dochas Shabbos. The Gemara infers from here, the Pesach Sheni is only Dochas Shabbos, but not Tuma. And therefore, the Mishnah is not like reviewed as it was taught in a Braisa that the Tanakhama holds that the Pesach Sheni is Dochas Shabbos, but not Tuma. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is also Dochas Tuma. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama reasons, Mifnei Tuma Dechisiv, Yachzer v'yatzer b'tuma, I deferred him to Pesach Sheni because of tuma. Shall I now offer the Pesach Sheni itself in a state of tuma? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda reasons, HaTorah chazru lav lasos b'tara, the Torah sought to have him offer it in a state of Torah, and therefore had him deferred. Well, zachi yatzer b'tuma, but since he didn't merit to do so, let him at least offer it in a state of tuma. All right, so now we go to our Simver Dav Tzarihei, and our standard simon is a Tzahal tank commander. Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank was messy with chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence and not singing Hallel, as one of their tummy crew members looked on, looking hungry. Once again, in slow motion. The tank was messy with chametz as the commander, tank, commander, that must be one Dav Tzarihei. The tank was messy with the chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence, which reminds us the next Mishnah teaches that the Pesach Sheni differs from the Pesach Rishon, in that a person may have chametz in his home, and that challah is not required at the time that it's being eaten. The Gemara brings a brayse that gives us sources for how we know that the Pesach Sheni only has mitzvahs that are intrinsic to it, or at least peripheral to it, such as eating matzah and maror with it. So the tank was messy with the chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence and not singing Hallel, which reminds us the Mishnah state that the first Pesach requires Hallel to be recited with it as it's being eaten. The Gemara asks for the source for this, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, the Pesach states, Hashir Yelechem Kalel Yiskadish Chag, the song shall be for you like the night of the festival's consecration. Laila HaMukudish L'Chag Ton Hallel. This implies that only a night that is consecrated as a Chag, such as the night when the first Pesach is eaten, requires Hallel. The Mishnah said that Hallel is recited as well when the Pesach Sheni is offered, and the Gemara provides two reasons. The first is that the Pesach only excluded a night that is not consecrated as a Chag, but didn't exclude a day that is not consecrated as a Chag. And the second is brought in a Braisa, Efshe Yisrael Shochni as Pischem Benotin as Luven, Beinom Rim Hallel. Is it possible that Yisrael would shech their Pesachs or take hold of their Lulavim and not recite Hallel? So the tank was messy with the chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence and not singing Hallel, as one of their tummy crew members looked on, looking hungry. Which reminds the Gemara brought a Braisa where there's a Malkokas Tanakhama Rebuta where the Pesach Sheni is also Docher Tuma. The Tanakhama holds that it is not Docher Tuma based on the reasoning I deferred into Pesach Sheni because of Tuma. So shall he now offer the Pesach Sheni itself in a state of Tuma? Whereas Rebuta reasons, the Torah sought to have him offer it in a state of Tahara and therefore had him deferred. But since he wasn't Zocher to do so, let him at least offer it in a state of Tuma. So once again, the tank was messy with chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence and not singing Hallel, as one of the tummy crew members looked on, looking hungry. All right, now it's time to go to our four-block back Chazara. Daf Tzadi Ov. So the symbol Daf Tzadi Ov is an exit sign. So here goes. The prisoner standing under the exit sign. Exit sign? That must mean Ron Daf Tzadi Aleph. The prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that we may shech the Pesach for people that might become unfit to partake of the carbon when the time comes to eat it, if they're presently fit to eat it now. But we don't shech the Pesach for them alone out of concern that it may become unfit and invalidate the Pesach. Rather, they may bring it in partnership with others. Rabbi Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the prisoner that this only applies with regard to a prison of Nachrim, since they cannot be trusted to keep their word. But if he's held in a Jewish prison, we may shech the Pesach for him alone. Since he promised him release, they'll surely release him, as it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael yasu avlo v'yedavru chazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not perform iniquity and will not speak lies. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously waiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a Pesach can be shechted for a single individual. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot, whereas Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara brings a brayse to the Tot, where do we know that we cannot shech the Pesach for a single individual? The Torah states, Osucho isboch has a Pesach ba'achet sha'arecha. You may not shech the Pesach in one of your cities. Rashi explains that the superfluous word ba'achet in one is referring to one who wishes to bring a Pesach on his own. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says if a single individual is able to eat it, which Rashi explains means a kazais, then it shecht it for him. Rabbi Yossi learns from that pasuk that the prohibition of shechting a Pesach on a Bamas Yachid only applies during a period of Isser Bamas. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach, while a group of women were being told they had to offer theirs as part of a group. Which reminds us, there's a three machlokes regarding women bringing the Pesach. Rav Yehuda says, for a woman on Pesach Rishon, we can shech for her alone since it's a chiyuv, but on Pesach Sheni, we make her an adjunct to a group of others, since a Pesach Sheni for her is only a reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is chayv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so in both cases, the Pesach may be brought for her alone. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman may only be part of a group of others for Pesach Rishon, since it's only a reshus, and she may not be part of a Pesach Sheni at all, even as a reshus. Dav Tzadi Beis. The symbol for Dav Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The Onan who is going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles. Turtles? That must mean one Dav Tzadi Beis. Tzav. The Onan who is going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles. Which reminds us, the next mission at the bottom of Dav Tzadi Alfa Beis states that an Onan immerses and eats his Pesach after nightfall on the day of the death of his close relative, but may not partake of other kachim on that night. And the Gemara asks what the reason is for permitting to eat the Pesach but no other kachim. And the answer is, Kasabra Aninas Dalayo de Rabbanin. It's because our Mishnah holds that the state of Aninas on the night following the death is only the Rabban. So in the case of the Pesach, the Rabban did not establish the Gezerah in the face of a mitzvah which carries with it a penalty of Karas. But in the case of other Kachim, where eating them is only a mitzvah zaseh, they did establish their Gezerah. So the Onan, who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, felt bad that the Ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him. Which reminds the Mishnah states that a Ger Shnei Sgar be'er Pesach, a Ger who converted on Erev Pesach, Beisham may say that he may immerse and eat his Pesach that night. And Beisila says a porch min orla, ka porch min a kever. One who separates from his orla is as one who separates from the grape. Rashi explains that he must go through the purification process of waiting 7 days and having Hazad done on the 3rd and 7th day. Rabbi Baruchan had said in the Rabbi Yochanan that Mochuks was only regarded to an orla Nachri who converted Erev Pesach. Beisila hold, they enacted this decree, lest in the coming year he becomes tummy from a mace and I'll say to himself, did I not immerse last year on Erev Pesach and eat of the Pesach despite being exposed to the tomb of a maze? Now too, I'll immerse by day and eat the Pesach by night despite being a tummy maze. And I'll not realize that in the previous year he wasn't subject to tumas maze because he was a Nachri. Beishamay say they did not enact this decree. They do agree that an Ari Yisrael that had Mila Erev Pesach immerses and eats the Pesach at night. So the Onan, who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, felt bad that the Ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him, and didn't know if his doing Shechita and Zrika for his friend stuck on a distant road would exempt his friend from a Pesach Sheni. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas and Marayim in a case where one was on a distant road too far to arrive in time to shecht the Pesach himself, and others shechted it and did Zrika's Adam on his behalf. Rav Nachman says, Hurtza, acceptance of the Pesach, is affected, and he's putter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. And Rav Sheshes says, Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, and he must bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara explains that according to Rav Nachman, who holds Hurtza, acceptance is affected because the Torah simply took pity on him for not being able to reach Yerushalayim in time and offered him a second chance. But if he did manage to participate in the first Pesach by having someone shechted for him, Tabor Lav Bracha, let him be blessed. Rav Sheshes, who holds Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, holds that the Torah barred him from the first Pesach just as it barred a Tamei from the Pesach. The Gemara continues with each Amora bringing support for his position. Dav Tzadi Gimel. So the symbol for Dav Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The Pesach Sheni train. Train? That must mean we're on Dav Tzadi Gimel. The Pesach Sheni train full of passengers eager to fulfill their chiyuv and not be chayiv kares, which reminds us of the three-way machlokes regarding the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rebbe holds one is chayiv kares for deliberately failing to bring a Pesach Rishon and is similarly chayiv for not bringing the Pesach Sheni. Rebbe Nassim holds one is only chayiv for deliberately failing to bring a Pesach Rishon, and Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya holds one is not chayiv kares even for the first Pesach unless he deliberately did not offer the Pesach Sheni either. So the Pesach Sheni train full of passengers, eager to fulfill their chiyuv and not be chayiv kares, starts singing Mazel Tov to the newly converted ger and bar mitzvah boy. Which reminds us, the Gemara elaborates on the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Nassim with the case of a ger that converts between the two Pesachs and the boy who became a bar mitzvah between them. Rebbe holds their chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni because Sheni regal bifnei atzmahu. Pesach Sheni is an independent regal, whereas Rebbe Nassim holds they're not chayiv since the Sheni is a tashlumin of the Rishon. So the Pesach Sheni train full of passengers, eager to fulfill their chiyuv and not be chayiv kares, started singing Mazel Tov to the newly converted ger and bar mitzvah boy, who boarded the train at Modi'in. Which reminds us that the next Mishnah states, what's the measure of a derech rechoka, a distant road, meaning how far need one be from the base of Migdash to be deferred to Pesach Sheni? So Rabbi Kiva says, from the town of Modi'in and beyond, or a similar distance any direction. Rabbi Gezer says, Miskupas ha'azorah v'lechutz, from the threshold of the azorah and beyond. Now Ula and Rabbi Yehuda disagree as to how far Modi'in is from Yerushalayim. Ula said, what's the definition of a distant road? Wherever he's so far that if he set out at noon, he'll not be able to arrive during the shechita, meaning that he'll not arrive before nightfall. Rav Yehuda said the definition is wherever he is so far that if he sets out at noon, he'll not even be able to arrive during the time of eating the Pesach, which is much later. This would mean Modin is further away, according to Rav Yehuda. Dav Tzadi Dala. So the symbol Dav Tzadi Dala is a hunter, tzad. So here goes. The hunter, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi Dala. The hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family, loaded up on wagons, which reminds us that a braisa said that the determining factor regarding being chayiv is if one is on a distant road. If one was beyond Modi'in but he could race to get to the Azar, he would be patur because he was on a distant road. If he was within the perimeter defined by Modi'in but could not get there because he was slowed down due to his wagon loaded up with his family, he would be chayiv. He's not considered an onus since he should have gone on his own to Shecht. So the hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family loaded up on wagons, had no idea he was standing on top of the massive pot-covered Gehenna, which reminds us Rava's calculation for the compass of the sun being 6,000 parsa'os was refuted by a braisa that stated Mitzrayim is 400 parsa long by 400 parsa wide, and Mitzrayim is only 1/60th the size of Cush, and Cush is only 1/60th the size of the world, and the world is only 1/60th the size of Gan Eden, and Gan Eden is only 1/60th the size of Eden, and Eden is only 1/60th the size of Gehenna. It's thus found that the entire world, in comparison to Gehenna, is like a pot cover compared to a pot. If the world is 60 times larger than Mitzrayim, and therefore far larger than 6,000 parsa'os, the compass of the sun must be even larger. So the hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family loaded up on wagons, had no idea he was standing on top of the massive pot-covered Taganum, where a silly little emperor below was jumping up and down, claiming he would reach the heavens. Which reminds us, the bus calls response to Nebuchadnezzar, who said he would ascend to above the clouds and like himself to the Most High, was that he was a fool, given the 500-year distance to the first Rekiah, the 500-year distance to go through the Rekiah, and the subsequent journeys through all seven Rekiahs and the areas in between. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erev. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that challah is only sung on the night of Pesach Rishon when it is eaten, and on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni when the carbon is brought? That's on Daf Tzadi Hey. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that Jewish prisons keep to their word and let people out when they say they will? That's on Daf Tzadi Off. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas where we keep in regards of whether Derech Rechoka is from Modi'im or from outside the Azorah? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that the entire world in comparison to Gehenna is like a pot cover compared to a pot? That's on Daf Tzadi Dal. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas, Rav Nachman of Sheshes, where the Shechita and Zrika done on behalf of someone stuck on a distant road will exempt him from a Pesach Sheni? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas, Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, whether Pesach Sheni is Docha Tuma or not? That's on Daf Tzadi Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a three-way machlokes regarding the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni and the Issacharis? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn the Bas Kol's response to the Nebuchadnezzar when he said he would ascend above the clouds and be similar to the Most High? That's on Daf Tzadi Dal. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Nassim whether a ger that converted and a boy became Bar Mitzvah after Pesach need to bring a Pesach Sheni? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn that one can have chametz around when bringing the Pesach Sheni? That's on Daf Tzadi Hey. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn about when to make a brain of fashos? That's on Daf Mem Dalad and Brachos. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you have a question whether Dabur is Makabal Lashon Hora on Mifivoshes? That's on Daf Nun Vav and Shab is good. And number 3, which of the one that Ein Torah Niknas El B'Simanim, that's on Daf? Nindal and Erev. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.